They had not met anyone like Jesus. He was truly unique. He had no instinct for self-preservation. Every time they said to him, "We're all going to die," he said, "Be calm." Remember when they were out on the water in the boat and the winds came up and the disciples became so unnerved and afraid? Jesus says, "Be calm." Calms the storm. Jesus empties himself, so he has nothing to lose. They have no power over him. You see, we who have an instinct towards self-preservation are vulnerable. People can use that instinct and make us afraid, where we worry about everything. We worry about everything going on around us. Our politics, our health, our food, everything is a cause for great contemplation and concern because tragedy is ahead. And they wanted Jesus to be the same kind of person. They wanted him to react to that, to be so vulnerable that even the weather would cause him to be concerned. But Jesus refused. He did not need to preserve his life. You and I are invited to follow Christ on the way of the cross, to follow him to that place of freedom where we allow ourselves to no longer be manipulated by fear, to no longer have our people tell us, "The world's going to end, you better do this, you better give this money, you better buy this, you better have this." We're just so available for manipulation. And it goes on in every dimension of our lives. And we think we're being cautious and planning well. But Jesus gives us a great example. When they say, "I have the power of life and death over you," he knows it's not true. He says, "You can hurt the body, but you cannot hurt the soul. You cannot hurt my spirit." So they had no power over him. They couldn't frighten him or threaten him. They tried talking about him, insulting him, doing everything they could think of. Eventually, they even physically attacked him and hurt him and threatened him with crucifixion. But he chose to stay united to the Father. And in the Father's love, he could handle whatever would come. Then it was up to them to do what they did. They loved to walk around saying, and we heard it in our gospel, the Pharisees saying, "You're causing this. You're doing this. You're making us do this. We'd rather not hurt you, but you're causing us to crucify you." It wasn't true. We do it to one another. "You made me mad. You've hurt me. You've caused me difficulty. You made me do this terrible thing." It's not true. We do it because we haven't challenged within ourselves the lack of freedom that leads us to be so afraid that we're constantly on the alert for the next possible tragedy. But instead, Jesus calls us today to follow him to this place of freedom where we too do not have a need for self-preservation. It seems almost impossible to achieve. We're so used to it, it's so much a part of the fabric of our lives that our everyday interactions with one another are always blackmail and threats. "Well, if you do this, I'm going to do this. If you don't do a good job, I'm going to fire you." If you, on and on and on. It's like we don't trust ourselves to do good without being threatened. And then we do it to God. We believe God threatens us with punishment, with hell, for our sins. And we don't listen to the words of Jesus that tell us that we are forgiven and loved. Salvation has been given to us. It's not coming. It's already at hand. We let religion become a religion of fear. always afraid that we're somehow going to stand before the judgment seat of God and be in trouble. Instead of having what is really going to happen, God welcomes us with open arms, like the prodigal father welcoming his son back. He comes to greet us. He kisses us and tells us that we are his beloved. Which do you choose? You get a choice. You can believe in God's forgiveness and love, or you can believe what people want you to believe in order to make you buy and have and possess and preserve that you're in trouble, that everything's awful. We come here today to celebrate the passion of our Lord, not to feel sorry for Jesus, but to ask ourselves, am I ready to be free? Am I ready to be as free as Jesus was so that people can no longer threaten me? Am I ready to give up the fear that makes me believe I can take care of myself and I better watch out for me because God would never take care of me? You and I are asked during this celebration to reverence the cross, this great symbol for us of our faith, of the self-giving that Christ did that gave us salvation. He stands on the verge of being crucified and tells us his hour has come to commit himself completely to God. And we are asked if we desire also to make that commitment, to choose that path, to follow Christ. We come to honor and venerate the cross because it also represents us dying to ourselves. We are told that is what our journey is to be, that we are to die to ourselves, and that means die to that need to try to preserve what cannot be preserved. Only our souls will last forever. And you and I are given the great gift by God of knowing that we are loved and forgiven and we will be with him for all eternity. We need only, as Jesus does today in his passion, accept that gift. Trust in God. Turn himself over. It is finished, he says. I commend myself to the Lord. And that's what we do when we come forward to venerate the cross. We commit ourselves, we commend ourselves, we give ourselves into God's hands. May this celebration of the great lesson that Christ has taught us demonstrate for us the choice that we are encouraged to make, that we may know how much we are loved and forgiven, and how great our God is to be with us always and to accept us into his loving presence.